Senators lead the Canadiens 1-0 after one in search of their ninth straight win. Philip Forsberg with the goal, Max Herz with Preds winger Gus Nyquist, who helped set up that chance. Gus, a post on one end, then you carried the puck all the way down at the end of a shift. What were you thinking there as you were trying to get some territory, then get a change that led to the goal?
Yeah. Came down the ice, tried to make a move. I think it went out of the zone, and in fact, had a good stick kind of to me, and relayed it out to Factor, and then he did his work on the wall there with me jumping off and Luke coming on. Found a good spot in the middle, made a nice play to fill.
Felt like you guys controlled chances in that period. What did you think of the chances you got?
Yeah, pretty good. I think didn't love our start. It's been, it feels weird when it's 2 days in between games almost, which is crazy to say. But I think we found our legs as the period went along. But I still think we have another gear in us here.
You guys beat two non-playoff teams at the end of your perfect road trip last week. Same story here on the home side against the Canadiens now. What stands out to you about how they play this late in the season?
No, I mean, they're a very talented team, and there's no easy games in this league, and they're playing loose, and we've got some real skilled guys you got to watch out for. So, we really got to focus in here and play the way we can and work on our game.
Thank you, Gus.
Thank you.
That's Gus Nyquist, Predators with a 1-0 lead after one on the Canadiens. Philip Forsberg with the goal from Luke Evangelista, who had jumped on with the top line in Gus Nyquist's place after Nyquist lugged the puck ahead. Forsberg from Evangelista and O'Reilly, the goal for the Preds with just under 5 minutes left in the period. Forsberg's 30th goal of the season. Predators 1, Canadiens nothing after 1. My name is Max Herz, and this is the Regions Bank Nashville Predators Radio Network.